produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, everybody. It is Carla Oles with Carla's Pearls of Wisdom. And today I have the distinct pleasure and honor of interviewing the lovely Keisha Daniels. Keisha Daniels and I have had a wonderful relationship, especially the last few years. Keisha has been my stylist for the last, 6 years, did we say?
Yes.
For the last 6 years, we both have been through ups and downs and challenges and trials and tribulations. And today, I'm actually in Raleigh, North Carolina. I flew all the way in from Texas to interview Keisha.
Woo!
So today Keisha is going to talk about hair, we're going to talk about cupcakes, and we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning or this afternoon, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, for everything you've done and everything that you're going to do, Lord God. I ask you to anoint Keisha's voice and my voice as you use your maid servants for your service and for your glory. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So without further ado, let me introduce you to Keisha.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, so the show is going to air all over the world. So it could be afternoon, it could be morning, it could be night, depending on wherever the person is who's listening.
Well, wherever you are in this world, hello, hello, hello.
Well, great. So Keisha has been a stylist for a few years. I'm going to allow her to introduce herself. And she is also going to give us some tips on winter hair care. She's going to talk about her experiences in life and the challenges, and then the victories, which are most important, and how God brought her through. Thank you, Ms. Keisha.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carla, for this opportunity to speak with your audience and you. It's been a pleasure that we've been friends for so long and that you've been a client of mine and even flying in from Dallas, Texas. I appreciate you. So just a little bit about me. I have been a licensed hairstylist for 24 years. And as you may hear in the background, I'm here at the salon today.
Yeah, we are alive.
So just to kind of give you a brief, I guess, synopsis of me, I became a licensed hairstylist 24 years ago here in North Carolina. I started doing hair when I was 15 years old. I was shampooing. I was an assistant. I learned all of the basic hair care needs from two of the best stylists here in Raleigh, North Carolina. One, she is now deceased, and the other, he actually does hair part-time, but they were intricate influences for me in the hair industry. Just to kind of give you some background, I started as a little girl, maybe about 6 years old, between the ages of 4 and 6, wanting to do hair. I had an Easy Bake Oven one Christmas. I also had a a doll head, and a chocolate candy making machine. No, I've received more gifts, but those are my three favorites. So I grew up wanting to be a nurse and wanting to be in television and radio broadcasting, but I had an aunt to tell me I wouldn't make any money. So at that time, she didn't know of Oprah Winfrey, I'm assuming.
Of course, of course.
No, she knew Oprah, but she just didn't think my, I guess, expertise, I would make a lot of money like Oprah. So going forward, I went to college at North Carolina Central University, and college just wasn't my niche. So my grandmother, she said to me, why don't you go to hair school? Why don't you become a cosmetologist? And at that time, I wasn't confident, but I knew I could do hair because I did her hair, and she was very meticulous. So I think that's where I get my my niche from, trying to be perfect and making sure that everyone looks and feels excellent while they're in my chair. So I completed hair school, cosmetology school, and became a licensed cosmetologist. And just recently, I have become a trichologist.
Now, Keisha, you have got to explain to us what a trichologist is.
So a trichologist is someone that studies the scientific study of the hair and scalp. So that means people that have alopecia.
With the follicles.
Yes.
And the details.
Yes. Alopecia clients, thinning hair, and even dry, itchy scalp. And some of that, which people don't know, kind of opens up that door for alopecia. A lot of times it is hereditary, but there are solutions to help stop the aid in losing your hair. And so I'm very, very big on that because for several reasons. One, as a child, I had a hair and scalp issue with very severe dry scalp. Going forward, my mom, my grandmother, and my aunt, and myself all were breast cancer survivors. So with that, of course, with chemo, you lose hair. I fortunately did not have to have chemotherapy. But I will tell you a little quick story, Carla, about myself.
Oh, yeah.
When I was diagnosed, which was about 13 years ago, I went in for one thing, and the doctor told me, he says, well, you must have angels around you. And I said, what? He says, I don't know who you believe or what you believe or who you believe. He said, but God has purpose for your life. Had you not had this surgery, you would be dead in 5 years. So I count it an honor that God saw fit for me to have one surgery and to find out that I had breast cancer. But because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I encourage all of you, please, please, please get checked. Do your self-examinations all year long, not just in October, but make sure that you're checking and getting everything checked out, your mammograms. And now they have 3D mammograms, which they didn't have 13 years ago in my area.
So, Keisha, I know you usually walk with the Susan G. Komen for the cure. Are you going to walk this year?
This year, unfortunately, I'm not able to walk. I have some other very important dates on my calendar. But I have walked in the previous years, and I had a small team last year, but I do the spring walk as well. So, but this one in October is very, very huge, and this year, unfortunately, I'm not able to walk.
Okay, but make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you do support those who do have breast cancer. And I know we were talking earlier, and you mentioned how you don't have to go out and do something big, but just to do something small.
Yeah.
For people who have breast cancer.
So, and yes, you say small, but it is very big. I pride myself into helping some people in the community that I know are suffering through breast cancer or cancer. Sometimes, you know, just taking them to lunch. For me, I've done makeovers in the past. I make sure that they look good and they feel good. So I give them a makeover, no charge to them. Just to make sure that their spirits are lifted. We pray together. We talk. Sometimes I'm a listening ear to people. And it's just very dear and near to my heart, as I stated, because of my family members that were breast cancer survivors at one time. my mom recently passed in 2016 from ovarian cancer. And I just wanted to share with your audience, Carla, that a lot of people don't know that about 90% of people that have had breast cancer, you have a higher risk of having ovarian cancer. And that is for women, of course. And men also need to get checked for breast cancer. I don't know if you all know, recently Beyonce Knowles' dad,
Matthew Knowles,
thank you. He was diagnosed with breast cancer. So it is
and
prevalent.
And Richard Roundtree as well, a few years back.
Yes, thank you. So it is very common in the male community as well. So definitely get checked.
So, Keisha, go into about the hair and your experience with the healthy hair.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So as I was stating a little earlier, I had an issue when I was a little girl with a very severe bout of dry hair and scalp. My mom didn't know what to do. So she took me to this dermatologist that gave her some solution that literally burnt my scalp. Yeah, I had abrasions. My hair fell out. The solution was just too harsh for my hair. Luckily, I had healthy hair, and my hair actually grew back, and she didn't use that topical solution anymore from the dermatologist. Now, I guess about 5 years ago, I had a dream, and I only shared this dream with one other person. The dream was that God had given me 5 cents to use. Let me go back. I'm sorry, Carla. I was working for a big financial institution in 2009, and I got fired. So when I got fired, before I got fired that Monday, I didn't know I was getting fired, had no idea. That Monday, I opened up this little local newspaper, and I found a hair dryer, a mat, and also a styling chair, and I purchased it. I had no idea that that Friday I would lose my job. Well, I posted on Facebook that I needed, well, I was back doing hair, and I had like 5 clients. So they actually came to my home on that Saturday. I had the salon set up, and I began doing hair full time again. And 9 months after that, I had another dream, and that's when the Lord, I was dreaming with my aunt, the one that said I wouldn't make it in the radio and TV broadcast. So she was actually baking cakes with me in my dream. And she actually was one of my aunts that taught me how to bake. And I baked cupcakes. So the first cupcakes I made were vegan. They were horrible. They were hard. They weren't moist at all. So I began to tweak the recipes, learn, you know, how to have a decadent cupcake. And going forward, in 2015, I had a conversation with my mother, and I asked her, I said, Mom, I said, what should I do? Should I focus more on my hair business or my cupcake business? And so my mom said, well, which one makes the most money? So I said, hair. She said, well, there it is. That's what you need to focus on. So later that year, the Lord had given me the dream of the scent of cupcakes, and there were 5 scents. It was red velvet, chocolate, vanilla, lemon, coconut, and carrot cake. So I have 5 products. I have a red velvet shampoo, a chocolate conditioner, a lavender vanilla hydrating oil, a vanilla hair polish, and a lemon coconut growth serum drop. I'm coming out, and Carla's the first person to hear this in her audience. I'm coming out with a carrot cake scented leave-in conditioner.
Oh, wonderful. So yes. I can smell like carrot cake all week.
So with those products that have been launched and one upcoming product, it is definitely to take care of the hair and scalp. And being a trichologist, there are lots of things that people don't know about saving your hair and scalp. Some of it is hereditary. Some of it is just the wear and tear that has been done to someone's scalp and their hair. So I wanted to just quickly give you some winter and fall hair tips, hair care tips. The first thing is to keep your hair moisturized. In the fall and winter months, I like to use the analogy with my clients. When they come in sometimes with crunchy, munchy hair, that means their hair is extremely dry. It's like almost like a leaf. You know how the leaves change when the seasons change, and you kind of crumble that leaf in your hand. that's how sometimes your hair feels, because it hasn't had the proper moisture throughout the season. So in the fall and winter time, you want to make sure you use a moisturizing shampoo and a moisturizing conditioner, and also the lavender vanilla argan hydrating oil that I have. So that's a good product to use on that crunchy, munchy hair.
Now, Keisha, I've heard women mention that they like to do a type of leave-in conditioner, or put the conditioner on their hair, put the plastic cap on, and sit under the dryer. Is that a good procedure to do or no?
Yes. That's what's called a deep conditioner.
Okay.
Not everyone actually needs a deep conditioner. Some people think they do. You would actually want to know the porosity on your hair. That means the ability to accept moisture.
Okay.
So what I do, I have what's called the signature key experience.
Okay.
And my line is called the key experience. So the signature key experience is actually using a steam treatment on your hair. Also with some of the products that I have for the scalp. So you want to condition your scalp, and you want to also bring the moisture back into your hair. This way, your hair and scalp are both being treated. The deep conditioning, what you're speaking of, is still good for the hair, but that's usually really only needed maybe twice a year. We used to do it, like, often growing up, but it really didn't help. It looked like it did, but it didn't penetrate into that hair and scalp like a steamer does. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So you recommend that as long as the scalp and the roots are taken care of, as the hair grows out, it will be taken care of as well.
Right. So you want to focus on your scalp. Some people think just your hair, but your scalp is the extension of the skin, and so therefore you want to focus on treating your scalp so that your hair grows from the inside out.
And the skin is your largest organ.
Absolutely.
It's the largest organ in your body. And if your skin is taken care of, then the hair will be taken care of as well.
Right, from the scalp.
From the scalp. Very good, very good. Now give me some colors. What are the fall colors this year?
Well,
this
my favorites are reds, browns, and also dark wine colors like sangria. And, you know, in sangria they have a little blonde in there. So you people think, oh, I just want blonde hair for the summer. Well, I'm different. I think, excuse me, you should wear blonde all year round.
And they say blondes have more fun.
And believe me, you will, because they're going to be turning heads. What? Blonde hair in the fall and winter? Absolutely. So those are my favorites, and I think this season they're going to be really, really hot and popping. Again, the reds, the browns, the sangria, that dark wine color, and a little blonde in there. So, Carla, those are my recommendations for fall and winter colors.
So, Keisha, what at night? We need to put something on our heads, and I heard through the grapevine that Keisha has some bonnets and some pillowcases. Keisha, tell us about what type of bonnet we should put on our head and what type of pillowcases and how that should work.
Absolutely. So I always encourage my clients to get a satin bonnet and a satin pillowcase. Cotton or silk, when your hair is rubbing, it will cause dryness and breakage. So if you're using a satin, it has a slip on it so that your hair won't be dried out and cause any friction from cotton or silk products. I'm sorry, silk
pillowcases
or bonnets. And I actually, I don't know if it's okay. Okay. So that is very good for the growth and also protection of your hair and scalp when you use a satin bonnet or pillowcase.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I am here in Raleigh, and I picked up the Raleigh-Durham issue of Humani. Is it called Humani?
It's Who Am I.
Who Am I. Okay, Who Am I. Okay, I see it, H-U-A-M-I. Who Am I. Oh, Who Am I, like W-H-O. Okay,
yes.
I got it, Who Am I. I'm slow, but I'm sure.
So, and I picked up this issue, and I was thumbing through the magazine, and Keisha is one of the features in the magazine. Keisha, tell us about Who Am I? I see you have your products in here, and it talks about your background a little bit. So tell us about your photo shoot and how the day went, and tell us all about Who Am I?
Who Am I is a magazine here in the North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, as well as Tennessee area. It's an online magazine, as well as they have a print that the owner, he goes around and features upcoming people here in the area. And his name is Terry Watson. He's the publisher of Who Am I? And it was a great experience that I had never done editorial work before. So it was very, very fun for me to speak with someone, to kind of tell my story, which I was born in Whiteville, North Carolina. And, of course, here in Raleigh, North Carolina is where I was raised. I have two children, two boys. I am single. And I'm actually the minister over the singles ministry of my church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm under the leadership of Jamila Young in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is Unity Church Charlotte.
Well, fantastic, Keisha, fantastic. So I was talking to Keisha earlier, and Keisha was describing to me about her dreams and how important your dreams are. So even as a child, Keisha has dreamed of being a stylist, baking cupcakes, and just having the nursing type of feeling. So I was discussing with Keisha also earlier that Joseph also had dreams. And just as Joseph had dreams, we all have dreams. And you see, God will show you the big dream and where he wants you to be.
Absolutely.
But there is a process, and you have to go through processing in order to achieve and appreciate the big dream that God has for you, or what God has also shown you. So just as Joseph was thrown in a well, Joseph was recovered and had to be in Potiphar's house and had to go to the prison, went from the prison to the palace and all of these other different twists and turns. And a lot of times people see our end result. They see, you know, how good our hair looks. They see our big smile, but they don't see the behind-the-scenes pain and the anguish and dealing with people, I'm sure, especially as a hairstylist, dealing with the general public. You have to have a certain type of temperament that goes along with that. And a lot of people don't see that. They only see the glory. Mm-hmm. They don't know the story.
Absolutely.
So as Keisha and I have been sitting here talking, we have talked about having children, going through that process.
Yes.
Going through the process of owning your own business.
Yes.
As a hairstylist, you know, hairstylists don't have workman's compensation. Hairstylists don't have health care insurance. You have to buy your life insurance on the side. Those types of things are not afforded to not only hair care professionals and hairstylists, but also other entrepreneurs. So when somebody says it's $85 for you to get your hair done, it's $85 for you to get your hair done, but you're also subsidizing health care. Her rent has to be paid. Keisha, like, you like to keep your lights on too, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, and they don't give me discounts.
No discounts on the light, heat, and the water either.
It's not free, nor is it discounted.
No. As my pastor in Virginia used to say, Keisha's got biscuits, bills, and babies, just like everybody else out here. So don't discount your people in the service industry. They have the same types of needs and wants that that everyone else does, too. So I call Keisha my sweet sensation, because I really appreciate everything that Keisha has done for me. And we were there for each other as we went through difficult trials and tribulations and times in our lives. But please, please, please visit my www.mykeyexperience.com. Keisha has her products online. You can schedule your hair appointments online. She also has the pillowcases. She also has the bonnets. Everything is online. Keisha, as she mentioned, is also a breast cancer survivor. So if you needed to contact Keisha to schedule an appointment, if you think you need prayer, Keisha is open and willing and ready to pray for you. She, Keisha, you do speaking engagements too? You open to doing some public speaking engagement?
Absolutely.
Now, Keisha's number is 919-213-1040. You can also find Keisha on Facebook and Instagram, K-E-Y-S-H-I-A Daniels. Thank you so much, Keisha, for today. And I thank you all for stopping in to join us for our special Pearls of Wisdom is here in Raleigh with the Key Experience. Thank you all so much for joining us. And let's pray out. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this afternoon, this evening, this morning, Lord God, we just thank you and praise you for the opportunity, Lord God, yes, to spend a little time with Keisha, one of the maidservants, and a woman that's after your own heart. Yes. We just thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for all you've done and all that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Go before Keisha. Make the crooked places straight, Lord God. Continue to give her witty inventions, Lord God. Continue to relieve the stress that may be upon her life, Lord God. Touch her children, Lord God. Yes. Whatever they may be going through, Lord God, anoint them. Wrap them in your loving arms, Lord God. We just thank you. We praise you. We lift you up, and we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So you, Keisha has on this T-shirt that that says the Key Experience. So we can go online. We can get some everything Key Experience. I am the owner of a Key Experience T-shirt.
And a tote bag.
So tote bag. Oh, my gosh, it's so wonderful. But and the Key Experience is not just coming to the shop getting your hair done. The Key Experience is the anointing, the loving, the kindness, and the care that you receive when you come to visit Keisha. And so Keisha went from doing hair in her own home to having a salon, and also from using other people's products to using her own that I recommend. Thank you so much, Keisha, and we look forward to having you on again soon.
Thank you so much. It was my honor and a pleasure, Carla, that you've even taken up the time to speak with me today and to come see me and get your hair done here.
Yes, ma'am.
While you're here in Raleigh.
I had my Key Experience. You better get yours. Talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.